The ACB logo appears before the U.S. Capitol Dome at night. We then zoom into the Statue of Liberty with the sun setting behind it. Waves crash on a beach with the sunrise in the distance. We then dissolve to a scene of the Rocky Mountains sprawling out in front of us, before fading into an image of the rolling hills of northern Alabama. A circle appears with the state of Alabama in the middle. It reads, "The Great State Seal of Alabama." State flags fade in and out of the screen as each individual speaks.
Hello and welcome. My name is Michael Talley. I'm the president of the Alabama Council of the Blind. I'd like to thank you for joining us. I know this year is different, but I'm very excited about the leadership and the direction that the American Council of the Blind has taken. I would like to invite you to participate in as many calls as possible, and just know that we are here advocating for you, working for you, and the American Council of the Blind is very active, and we just appreciate your participation. Thank you so much, and I look forward to working with you for many years in the future.
This is Rita Reese Whiting, president of the Arkansas Council of the Blind, sending you greetings from the natural state, home of Eureka Springs, Hot Springs, the U.S. Marshals Museum, Crystal Bridges Museum of Art, and the home of the world headquarters of Walmart, Tyson Foods, J.B. Hunt Trucking, and of course, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Woo, pig suey!
Hello, this is John McCann, president of the Arizona Council of the Blind, home of the Grand Canyon, the Valley of the Sun, and the wonderful city of Tucson nestled beneath the Santa Catalina Mountains. I know we'll be conducting our convention virtually this year, but rest assured that the Arizona Council of the Blind is looking forward to having you meet in person 1 year hence in Phoenix in 2021.
This is Gabe Griffith. I am the newly elected president of the California Council of the Blind. And I guess a fun fact or fun thing about California, we have so many sports teams to choose from. But being in Northern California, I would normally say go Warriors, but this year we were hoping for a good draft pick and come back next year.
Hi, this is Keisha Mason, president of the Colorado Council of the Blind and visually impaired, recording as the affiliate roll call from the Rocky Mountain state of Colorado, where the Broncos run the sports team in Colorado. We haven't really done a lot due to the coronavirus, as many of our members are high risk at this time. We have 15 paid members, hope to grow in the fall when things become more normalized.
Hello, this is Andrea Giudice, president of the Connecticut affiliate. I want to first extend greetings from our wonderful little state here in New England. It's been an exciting year for us. We have officially changed our name from CTCB, which is the Connecticut Council of the Blind, to ACB of Connecticut. And that's been an exciting change for us, and it will also involve a logo change. That's really a really big challenge that as a president I have wanted to take on and have been able to accomplish in my presidency. We also have a bumper crop for us of members, maybe small to some people's way of thinking, but for us it's rather robust. And we have also produced appreciation certificates of appreciation that we're going to be able to give out as a body to businesses and other people and services that provide excellent service, just to support the community and also to get our name out there. To give you a little bit of information about the state, I wasn't sure what other people would be sharing, but I wanted to tell you that our state flower is the mountain laurel. Our state bird is the American robin. Did you know that there's a state fish? It's the American shad. There's also a state animal, which is the sperm whale. However, Mr. A, my guide dog, feels that was a misprint. We have a state mineral, which is the garnet. It's all these things I had no idea. And I also wanted to give a shout out to a team that I am very proud of here in the state of Connecticut that some people may not know about, which is a blind hockey team called the Hartford Brailers. And they are exciting hockey team that's here trying to get the trend and the fad for hockey played by people who are blind and visually impaired to become a nationwide pastime. And it's very cool. And if you ever get the chance to go to a game or a practice, I highly suggest it. Have a great convention. And again, hello from Connecticut.
Hello, I'm Freddie Pico, and I'm the president of the DC affiliate. We are pretty small now. We're looking for members. We're trying to grow. We meet every other month, but I think we're going back now to meeting every month.
Hi, I'm Deb Trevino. I'm president of the First State Delaware Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. We are excited to be part of this virtual convention and doing something different this year. We are known as the First State, as I mentioned. We are also the state with the peach blossom as our flower. We'd like to hope that you all have a wonderful convention, and may you be blessed.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sheila Young, and I am the proud president of the Florida Council of the Blind. One great thing I'd like to say is the Florida Council just successfully did their first virtual ever state convention, and we all feel it was a great success. So we just want to shout out to everybody that participated and listened. It was awesome. We are very also proud to donate $500 to ACB Radio, $500 to ACB, $100 in two $50 cash prizes, and $250 to Braille Forum tickets. And we also donated to the ACB auction. So thank you so much and enjoy your convention.
Hi, it's Alice Richard from the Georgia Council of the Blind. We're happy to be part of this history-making event. We want you to know this is the state known as the Peachtree State, but what I'll bet you didn't know is actually South Carolina produces more peaches than we do. Go Braves and go ACB!
Hello, Madam Secretary and ACB. I am Art Cabanilla, President of the Hawaii Association of the Blind. Fun fact, we are often known as the Aloha State. Some say we are the melting pot of the Pacific. So if ever you want to come to Hawaii, please do. Hawaii would also like at this time to donate $2,000 to the ACB General Fund, $2,000 to the ACB Radio, $500 to the ACB Forum, and $500 to the ACB students.
Hello, ACB. I'm Rachel Schroeder, president of the Illinois Council of the Blind, bringing you greetings from the home of the 2019 NCAA Division III football champion, North College Central Cardinals from Naperville, Illinois. And I had hoped BC, that is before COVID, that we were going to be able to welcome you in person to our fair state. But since that can't happen this year, we'll just hope for that in the near future. Meanwhile, I bring you greetings from my affiliate, Illinois Council of the Blind, from my home in Springfield, Illinois, and I have someone else here who also has a message for you.
Hi, I'm Delaney. I hope you guys are staying well.
Where are you from?
I'm from Springfield, Illinois.
All right.
Good evening. This is Barbara Salisbury, president of ACB Indiana. And I bring you greetings from back home in Indiana. We will be donating $100 to the James Olson Scholarship Fund and a $150 Amazon certificate to the auction. We are planning our joint convention with ACB Ohio this year for November 6th through the 8th. Indiana will be hosting this year, and the convention will be held in Bloomington, Indiana, at the Hilton Garden in downtown Bloomington, right on the square, where there is lots of shopping, restaurants, and of course, College Town pubs. The convention promises to be very engaging and fun for all. Our convention will be held this year, November 6th through the 8th, again in Bloomington, Indiana. And happy summer, everyone, from ACB Indiana.
Hi, this is Carrie Chapman from the Iowa Council of the United Blind. I am the state president. Currently, we are working on accessible absentee ballots in our state. We are home to the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Iowa State Cyclones, and iCub is excited to participate in ACB's virtual conference and convention.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ann Byington. I'm president of the Kansas Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Kansas is the partial home of the most recent Super Bowl winners, the Kansas City Chiefs. And even though their stadium is in Missouri, they do say Kansas in their name. So we claim them as well. Our affiliate is probably more importantly celebrating our 100th anniversary this year. And we had plans to do a lot of video taping or videography things to put on our website. And we started that at our convention last year. We had about 12 people talk about their jobs and different discrimination experiences they were having or had, because we met at the Brown versus Board of Education facility in Topeka, the national park. I'm not sure how we're going to celebrate our anniversary this year because of the COVID-19 things, but we'll think of something. So thank you very much, and hope to talk to more of you later.
Good evening. My name is Debbie Detheridge, president of the Kentucky Council of the Blind, home of Abraham Lincoln, also home to the Kentucky Derby. We anticipate 75 to 100 members registering for this convention. We are proud to support the walk with the Kentucky Erasers, the Braille Forum, and the auction. We look forward to the first ever virtual convention.
Hi, this is Judy Potter, Bluegrass Council of the Blind, Lexington, Kentucky. Want to give a shout out to everybody. This is going to be a great experience. I know it's a virtual convention. Go Wildcats.
This is Leola Campbell, president of Louisiana Council of the Blind.
I'm calling from Louisiana, Council of the Blind, from the great state of Louisiana, the home of the number one national team, LSU, and of course the Houdet Nation, New Orleans Saints. And we are so sorry. I bring greetings from LCB. We just so sorry we can't be together this year, but we pray that we can be together next year. And LCB would like to do their annual donation. We would like to donate $500 to the Braille Farm and $500 to the General Farm. And I hope that you all be careful and be safe, and God bless you all.
Hi, my name is Sherry Belka. I'm honored to be the president from the state of Maine. And if you've never been to Maine, it's a beautiful state with lots of hiking and camping and waterways. We produce 90% of the lobster that you see in the United States, and we are the single biggest producer of blueberries.
This is Joanne Cusick from the ACB of Maryland, president. Go Orioles and go Ravens. Sorry we can't be together this year, but this virtual convention should be really interesting. We wanted to say that to welcome everyone, and we'll get through this COVID-19 thing together. I'd rather it be over sooner rather than later, but, you know, we'll get there.
Hello, my name is Brian Charlson. I'm president of the Bay State Council of the Blind, the Massachusetts affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. We have a membership of 213 in six chapters, one of which is Guide Dog Users of Massachusetts, another Bay State Council of the Blind Students. We're proud to be a part of the 2020 virtual American Council of Blind Conference and Convention. Best wishes to all in attendance.
Hi, this is Rebecca Koister, president of the Michigan Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. And a lot of people know Michigan by two of its famous nicknames, the Wolverine State and the Mitten State, but one of its lesser known nicknames is the Water Wonderland State because of its more than 11,000 inland lakes and the four Great Lakes that border it. And we are very much looking forward to seeing how the virtual convention goes this year.
Okay. Greetings from the state of Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes. Hello, I am Marion Hasselrud, president of ACB of Minnesota. We would like to donate $1,000 to the James R. Memorial Scholarship Fund.
Ralph Smitherman, president of the Mississippi Council of the Blind, with our motto being Improving Today for Tomorrow, we are pleased to participate in the 2020 ACB Conference and Convention.
I'm Naomi Sewell, president of the Missouri Council of the Blind. We're happy to be a part of this first virtual convention. We have 16 affiliates, and we also have some special interest affiliates, including low vision, guide dog users, assistive technology. We're home of the Stanley Cup. We're home of Ted Drew's frozen custard, the best frozen custard in the world. The best flavor is the cardinal sin, hot fudge, and cookie dough.
This is John Pitts with Montana Blind and Low Vision Council checking in and welcoming you to the 2020 ACB National Convention.
This is Jim Yurok, ACB Nebraska. We all know the N in Nebraska stands for knowledge. Also, I'd like to point out that Nebraska is also home of the 2020 first round NCAA basketball tournament. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not this year. Home of the Warren Buffett Berkshire Hathaway Conference. I'm sorry, that's not this year either. Home of the College World Series. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not this year either. The Swim Trial Olympics as well. Actually, that's next year. But we are definitely home of the 2022 ACB Conference and Convention.
Hi, this is Bill Powers, the president of the Nevada Council of the Blind. We are in hot weather right now, and all the silver in the state is melting. But, you know, we're going to survive this pandemic anyway, and we're just looking forward to what comes next. It's got to be better than what we've been going through the last couple of months.
Hi, I am Wanda Williford from Trenton, New Jersey, president of the New Jersey Council of the Blind. New Jersey is the Garden State. We not only grow the best corn and tomatoes in the country, we also grow great people. Native sons and daughters include astronaut Buzz Aldrin, actress Meryl Streep, basketball great Shaquille O'Neal, and the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Oh, and of course, me. We are all Jersey grown, Jersey proud, and Jersey strong. I am very excited to participate in this year's convention, and thank you.
Hello, this is Joe Sorensen from the ACB of New Mexico. Welcome from the Sunshine State. This is where the sun shines 310 days out of the year. From New Mexico, and also Ellen Nolan Sorensen, president, and most of our chapter activities come from the La Cruces Amagoro area. So welcome from New Mexico. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Karen Blackowitz, and I'm president of the American Council of the Blind of New York. This year, celebrating 50 years of advocacy, working hard to ensure the rights of blind, deaf across the state. We are proud of our efforts in pedestrian safety, legislative issues. Currently, we're working on accessible voting in New York. Yay. Hopefully, we'll be the 14th state to have accessible voting through absentee. I guess a shout out to some of our sports teams. New York has a lot of them, so here we go. We have the Yankees, Mets, Giants, Jets, and of course, my favorite, the home of the Buffalo Bills.
This is Chris Bell. I am president of the North Carolina affiliate of ACB, and I'm so happy that we are Zooming this convention.
Hello, ACB. This is Zelda Gebhardt, president of the North Dakota Association of the Blind. NDAB has been proudly promoting independence for the blind and visually impaired for 84 years. In support of ACB Braille Forum, We happily donate the sum of $500 and provide two $25 cash door prizes and an item for the ACB Easy Chair Auction. We're proud of the North Dakota State University Bison, the current NCAA Division I FCS champion. NDSU is the only college football program to ever win five consecutive NCAA national championships and holds the record for the most FCS titles with eight. North Dakota, where the Bison used to roam and now they rule.
Hello, this is Jill Noble, ACB of Ohio president. And I come to you from the Buckeye State, of course. We won't be requesting any chairs, of course. We'll be relaxing in our own recliners and listening to ACB virtually. However, thank you to everyone who has contributed all their knowledge and work to make this convention possible. ACB of Ohio would like to donate $1,000 to ACB National, and we thank you again for all the hard work that you are doing. And last but not least, go Buckeyes.
Well, hello, ACB. I am Vicki Golightly. I'm president of the Oklahoma Council of the Blind. And at this convention, though we are separated by distance, we are together for one purpose, and that is making a difference in the lives of blind Americans. You know, Oklahoma has two fantastic football teams, OU and OSU, and some people say that we are house divided, but actually in the heartland of our beautiful country, we are united to promote the goals and purposes of the American Council of the Blind. We have two newsletters, we have five chapters, and hundreds of members, and we are about uniting together. Please help me also remember a longtime ACB member, Joe Fallon, who passed away a month ago, and he was a longtime ACB member and also a disability advocate and a multi-term president in the Oklahoma Council of the Blind. So let's zoom ahead or phone in for the best convention ever in this new virtual world.
Hi, this is Carrie Muth from the beautiful coast of Oregon. ACB of Oregon is being very active. In 2019, we got an accessible prescription labeling bill passed in our state. And Oregon has beautiful areas, especially along the coast and the mountains. People love to go snow skiing and enjoy camping during the good weather. We are the home of the University of Oregon Ducks. So all you Duck fans out there, you can always come to Oregon and check it out.
Hello, all. This is Chris Hunsinger from Pennsylvania Council of the Blind, PCB. We're from the Keystone State. Unfortunately, none of our teams are doing well enough for us to brag on them. However, the Penguins might have done well enough had the season been able to finish. I hope that everybody has a physically safe conference and a fiscally unsafe conference. Spend that money. Save this country. See ya.
This is Connie Sims, the president of South Dakota Association of the Blind, here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We are excited to be able to attend the convention virtually. I think it will be a wonderful experience. And something fun about South Dakota that I don't know if any other affiliate has is that we have a mascot, and it is a traveling bear. We obtained him, I'd say mid-2000s, and he is auctioned off every convention. And he has to write a story about his experience, whoever he lives with for the 2 years. So he gets to talk about the places he travels, the education he helps explain and do. So it is a fun experience and a great way for us to know what our members are doing. And we also like to knowledge that we are proud to donate Black Hills Gold again to the ACB convention.
Hello, I'm Jeannie Johnson from the Tennessee Council of the Blind. We currently have 4 chapters in our state, and we hope to grow our affiliate a lot more. Of course, right now we're kind of on a hold position because of COVID-19. We hope all of you are safe wherever you are and that you are able to remain well. We are going to donate $100 to the Brenda Dillon Walk, $100 to the DK McDaniel, and $100 to the Braille Forum. I almost forgot where I needed to go there. But stay safe, stay well, and hopefully we'll see everyone in 2021 and we'll be able to give real hugs.
Hi, this is Peggy Garrett, president of the American Council of the Blind of Texas. And while we are disappointed that COVID-19 has put us in a position where we can't meet face-to-face, we are so happy that we are a part of this history-making virtual convention. We would like to make a $250 donation to the American Council of the Blind's general fund. And we'd like to shout out to our ACB family to just say that we are praying for you all, that you stay safe, stay healthy. We'll get through this together, and we look forward to meeting you next year in Arizona.
This is Tina Terry, president of the Utah Council of the Blind. We have been a council since 1972, and we are just happy to join, be with the ACB. The council has programs like the teacher trainer program where we actually go out as teams to work with people in their homes and also just on independence issues, as well as things like our Uber program, which has been a hit around here in the last year, where we offer discount gift cards for Uber. So we help with transportation. So it's been we've had a great year.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Richmond from the Vermont Council of the Blind. Welcome from the Green Mountain State to the offices, board, and affiliate members. We here in Vermont, of course, have lots of maple syrup and lots of dairy products. At one point, we had more cows than people. That's not the case now. Anyway, the Vermont Council has dedicated itself to recreational activities for those people with vision loss here in Vermont. And we offer a number of activities that are helpful. Each month, we offer a one-month activity for people to get out of their house and do something recreationally. We offer an annual trip to nearby New England, New York, and Canada. It's generally a 3 to 4 day trip. We also offer a book club. We offer a movie club. And we offer 5 to 7 various on-stage productions that are audio described. All our movie theaters have audio description, and we're certainly very much interested in getting people not isolated and getting them out of their house and doing things. As we say, what happens after rehabilitation? That's us. Let's keep active and let's keep involved. One of our projects that we're concerned about is making sure that the various drugstores, both chains and otherwise, make sure that prescriptions are accessible to those folks who can't see what it says on the labels. So that's one of our big projects for the next year that we're going to be trying to do. So that's us here in Vermont, and have a great convention. And Mike Richmond, Vermont Council of the Blind.
Hello, ACB. This is Sam Yale, president of ACB of Virginia. We're very disappointed that we can't join you in person in the area where I grew up, the Chicago area in Illinois, but we are excited to be joining you virtually. And we're glad that the internet is here to keep us all connected, which is why it's more important than ever now that technology be accessible to the blind and visually impaired. The ACB of Virginia comprises mostly individuals in the Northern Virginia region, so we're very much looking forward to those in the rest of the Commonwealth joining us. For more information, please visit our website at www.acbva.org, and we look forward to speaking with you online.
Hi, everyone. This is Julie Brannon from Washington State. The name of our affiliate is Washington Council of the Blind,
and we are a fairly large affiliate. As of 2020, we have 402 members. 32 of those members are members at large, and we're working on developing a member at large component to our membership. We're very committee driven. We have 15 very exciting committees, and they work very hard. We also have an excellent quarterly publication called The Newsline. I personally think it should win every award in the book, but that could be a bit biased. If you have a chance to look at it, though, go to our website at www.wcbinfo.org. And I would say our Washington claim to fame came in 2014 when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Good evening, ACB family and friends. I am Donna Brown, president of the Mountain State Council of the Blind. I bring you greetings from wild, wonderful West Virginia, land of the Mountain State Council of the Blind. Our highlight for 2020 so far is that we were instrumental in the passage of Senate Bill 94, which ensures that accessible absentee ballots will be available for all West Virginia voters with disabilities. We have made our annual donations to the ACB Braille Forum, the Beatty Contest, and the Disaster Relief Fund. We have donated a West Virginia goodies package to the auction. Recently, we were honored to contribute to the efforts in making Durward K. McDaniel an ACB angel. Durward played a huge part in organizing West Virginia 40 years ago. We wish everyone a wonderful convention. Stay healthy and safe, and may your path to the future be bright.
I am Doreen Lundgren from the American Council of the Blind, Wisconsin. I'm the president. We just have one chapter right now. One fun fact about Wisconsin is their first sundae, S-U-N-D-A-E, was made here with ice cream and chocolate syrup, getting away from blue laws, which meant that there couldn't be alcohol on Sundays. And let's see, our sports team, go Bucks!
This is Tabitha Brecky. I'm the president of the American Association of Blind Teachers, otherwise known as AABT. We are educators from all subject areas who teach everything from preschool to college students. So we have programming throughout the year that helps us build a vibrant community through phone workshops and teachers' lounges. And so we invite you to join us at our convention activities. We have an exciting set of programs, especially if you've been teaching or learning online. So we definitely try to be current and relevant with the topics. And we're grateful to those who have donated to our walk team, A Touch of Class, or would like to invite you to join us in that effort.
Hi, I'm Steve Mendelson, president of AVIA, the American Association of Visually Impaired Attorneys, ACB's lawyers affiliate. We're very excited about the three presentations that we're going to be sharing at this conference. The first is our annual Supreme Court review given by Professor Bill Pyatt. It's a very nuanced and incisive review of all the Supreme Court has done this year, and it may be of interest to many of us, lawyer or non-lawyer alike. We're also having a very interesting presentation on accessibility issues in administrative hearings. As many, maybe most of you know, most cases that go to court never eventuate in trials. They get resolved at the pretrial station, either through what's called motion practice or through various kinds of pretrial evidentiary and procedural hearings. So we're going to be hearing from one of our members about some of the issues that blind and visually impaired attorneys encounter in those hearings. And then we're very excited about a joint presentation that we're going to be doing with RSVA, the Randolph Shepherd Vendors Association, Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America, talking about legal and economic issues and the present and future of the Randolph Shepherd program, which I know is something that many of us care a great deal about. So we hope that you'll be able to join us for one or all of these sessions. I'm also very pleased to say that we're going to be supporting the ACB auction in what I think is a unique way. We're donating two of an exciting new device, which is essentially a new Braille input mode for the iPhone. And we're going to be donating two gift cards from Gadgets and Gadgets. And that is something which will allow the winners of the people who bid for those cards and win those cards to have the opportunity to get some very interesting devices that are particularly used to our community, and moreover to buy them from a company that is a member of our community and therefore to be supporting our community at the same time. So we thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you and hearing from you all at the convention.
Hi, everyone. This is Jeff Tom. I am the president of the Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. Hope everybody is staying safe and well. Senior issues have risen to the top, obviously, during this pandemic, and this is your affiliate to discuss those issues and to make a difference in those issues. And we have a chance to do that. AAVL has doubled its membership in the last 2 years, and we intend to keep working hard to increase that membership, and most importantly, to make us, that is blind seniors, relevant and have a real place at the table. We're a member of the Vision Serve Alliance, and we're doing other things to make that happen, and we encourage you to be part of our Monday morning/afternoon meeting that starts at 1:30 Eastern Time, and we'd love to have you there. Thank you very much.
A big welcome to the American Council of the Blind from ACB, Diabetics in Action. I'm Chris Gray, acting president, and we want to have you come hear our program activities. We're doing a virtual happy hour at 6 p.m. Sunday, and then at 1:30 on Tuesday afternoon, we have a Food for Thought seminar and a Living with Diabetes seminar. We're here for anybody who has diabetes themselves, their family and friends. We provide support, information, and we're working with ACB on its advocacy to make equipment for people with diabetes more accessible. Come join us, and thank you all for being here.
This is Carla Rushable, president of ACB Families. While we're disappointed that we can't be in Schaumburg this year, we're really excited to be part of this first ever ACB virtual conference and convention. ACB Families is a growing, active, welcoming ACB special interest affiliate. We're hosting 5 events during this virtual convention, and everyone who registers for ACB Families is going to be eligible to win some fabulous door prizes. Families meets by conference call on the first Sunday, a support group, and the third Sunday, a business meeting of each month. Come be part of the action and get in on the fun. Find out more about us by emailing allacbfamilies@gmail.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Renee Zalixson, and I'm president of the Government Employees Division. And what we are planning for is in October to have an educational webinar in how to use the usajobs.gov site. And we want to help people find government jobs because they are out there. We do have an email list, which we would like to see more active, and we meet once a month. And this is for anybody that's, whether you're a federal employee, want to be a federal employee, state employee, local, county, we want to help promote jobs and help you write a resume. We're going to plan to do this. It will be 4 Saturdays in October, and we hope to have more information about that soon. This is going to be a free service that we want to provide people, whether you're a member of government employees or you're not a member of government employees. They can email me at rmzeli@gmail.com. And we'll get in touch with them.
We are ACB Lions, the affiliate that roars. And if you are a lion and interested in joining other blind lions, or you're interested in lions but maybe not a member of a club now and interested, you're welcome to join us. So please join ACB Lions. We are having a roaring good time. I am Ray Campbell, Vice President of ACB Lions, the Roaring Affiliate.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Harvey Hagee, President of the American Council of the Blind Radio Amateurs Affiliate, or ACPRA, as we're commonly known. We focus on amateur radio, or ham radio, as it's commonly called, and we would like to have anyone who is interested in the hobby or who is a licensed radio amateur, join us. If you'd like to find out more about us, join us at our meeting this Thursday afternoon from 1:30 to 2:45. Dues are $10 a year, and if you'd like more information, we can supply that.
Hello, ACB. This is Min Ha, president of ACB Students. I'm really excited to be joining you for this year's virtual convention. We here at ACB Students are, of course, disappointed that we can't spend convention with you in person and see our old friends and meet new ones, but we have a really great slate of events planned. And this year, we're very focused on collaboration. We have our welcome party with ACB Next Generation and our Google Suite seminar with ACB Next Generation and BPI, and a couple of other events with GDUI and Ivy. So I hope that you will be able to make it to one or all of them, because I think you'll really enjoy our fun and informative events. And if you want to learn more about us, we are on Facebook and Twitter at ACB Students, and our website is acbstudents.org. Thank you, and I hope I get to see many of you in Phoenix next year.
Greetings. This is Richard Villa from Blind Information Technology Specialist, BITS. And we're glad to be with you this year. Hopefully that you might consider visiting some of our sessions. We wish you a physically safe convention and a virtual learning experience. And we'd like 10 virtual chairs.
Hi, ACB. This is Gabriel Lopez-Cafari, president of Blind LGBT Pride International, BPI. We're happy and proud to be on this first virtual convention, Path to the Future. BPI is celebrating our 20th anniversary since we became a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. We, as always, have a great presence at convention, and we're looking forward to everyone's participation. Drop into one of our events, join us, and as always, learn, mingle, have fun. And thanks to Janet and ACB for always allowing us this space to mingle and connect and have fun.
Hi, this is Paul Edwards, president of the Braille Revival League. Thank you so much for having this convention. Even though we're not together in person, it is lovely that we're able to join each other in an appropriate way. And remember that members of the Braille Revival League feel better, feel better, feel better, feel better.
Hello, I am Sarah Conrad, president of the great ACB Special Interest Affiliate, Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, known as CCLVI, where our vision may be low, but our spirits are high. I am honored to announce our participation in this year's virtual convention. I am also proud to present this larger-than-life large print check, following our large print guidelines, of course, in the amount of $100 to our outstanding parent organization, the American Council of the Blind. I hope everyone has a wonderful convention experience. We won't need any chairs this year, but join us from your comfy couch. We hope to see you at our affiliate events. Be safe, be well, and be you. Thank you.
Hello, this is Mike Mandel, president of Friends in Art, and we're delighted to be here for the virtual convention, and we invite you all to check us out, friendsinart.com. Attend our showcase, our writer's workshop, and other events that we have for you. The whole thing is about Lynn. What we're giving to the auction is a romantic package in memory of Lynn Heddle. It's wine and chocolate.
Oh.
And a $50 gift certificate to a restaurant.
Hi, I'm Penny Reeder. I'm the president of Guide Dog Users Incorporated. If you have a guide dog or you're thinking of getting a guide dog or you want to know more about guide dogs, we're the affiliate you need to come and see. In connection with the ACB's virtual convention, we're holding our own virtual convention. We have some fabulous speakers, and we have a wonderful raffle, and Andrea Giudice is our convention chair again, and you all know how much fun she is. So we hope you will join us, and we're very pleased to be part of ACB's convention. Thank you.
This is Judy Wilkinson, President of Library Users of America. We are proud to be sponsors at a Pearl level, and usually we sponsor the narrator. But you can join us to meet the narrator, Erin Jones, Wednesday the 8th after general session during the Lua session. Also, you'll have a chance to speak with Karen Kenninger after her presentation at the convention. Join Lua anytime during any of our sessions, and we look forward to having you, and we're delighted to be here.
Hi out there, ACB. This is Amanda Stone, president of ACB Next Generation. We are so excited, and we are so thrilled to be a part of the ACB family as we became an affiliate on 2/20/2020. How cool is that? As the ACB voted us in as an affiliate at the DC leadership meetings. We love you all, and we encourage everyone to be a part of our affiliate. Whether you are 40 and under or you are young at heart, we welcome you to be a part of our affiliate. And we love everyone, and we just hope you all have an excellent convention and stay safe and healthy during this pandemic.
RSVA, Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America, is an affiliate of Vendors of the Randolph Shepherd Vendors Program. This affiliate has food service managers from all over the country, and we'd love to see you join us. We also encourage other participants of people that are just interested in seeing a good employment program move forward. I'm Artis Bazin, the second vice president of RSVA.
I'm David Dallin, and I represent Viva. If you'd like more information about membership in Viva, we have a new email address, veteransofacb@gmail.com.
The ACB logo appears in front of a waving flag of the United States.